Act 3, Scene 3. Finds us with the King, Rosencrantz, and Guildenstern. There was a scene back in, there was a part back in Scene 2 where Rosencrantz and Guildenstern go talk to Hamlet. How does that go? Let's go back to that, because I'm getting a lot of blank looks. I think they come and say, yeah, they come and they're basically like, your mom wants to talk to you. Like, you're in trouble. And Hamlet's like, whatever. And their little back and forth kind of escalates into Hamlet being like, I know what you're doing. You're a pawn for my parents, and I will have no part of it. Like, you cannot play me. We're done. And he gets pretty upset. So, going now to Scene 3 in Act 3. Here's the King with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. Checking out lines 7 through 10. The King's like, what's going on? We can't let him keep doing this stuff. Guildenstern says, we will ourselves provide most holy and religious fear. It is to keep those many bodies safe that live and feed upon your majesty. So the King has just suggested that he's going to send Hamlet to England. He's like, we can't have him here. He's doing whatever he wants. And Guildenstern comes in and is like, okay, we'll take him for you. Like, we understand you're trying to keep people safe, so.
Do they know the truth?
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern?
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think they know? Connor says no, Molly says no, Steven says no. How come? Yeah.
And they don't find it weird that the King's so worked up over this play.
Mm-hmm.
They're just dumb.
Yeah. They're pretty dumb. And it's sort of heartbreaking because I think Hamlet liked them as friends, but now he sees how they're playing him and he's just like, grow a backbone, guys. You know? Like, aren't we friends? I used to like you. Now I don't. So yeah, that is, I would say in those lines, that's a testament to their intelligence. Like, why don't they question the King here? All right. And on to lines. Well, how did you guys feel about his soliloquy before we move on? That starts around 37-ish, 36-ish. Yeah.
Being like, oh no, I killed him
in
Hamlet. No.
Ah. And I can't get out of it. Yeah. 65 to 70, is within that soliloquy. So 65, he says, try what repentance can. What can it not? Yet what can it when one cannot repent? O wretched state, O bosom black as death. So he's kind of like, can I repent? Can I ask for forgiveness? Is there anything I can do? He says, O limed soul, but struggling to be free, art more engaged. Help, angels. Make a say, bow stubborn knees. So he's basically like, is there anything I can do? I don't even know if asking forgiveness is going to be enough. I don't even know if that will make it right. And then at the end of that, he says to his knees, bow stubborn knees, like bend stubborn knees. And heart with strings of steel, be soft as sinews of the newborn babe, all may be well. So he's praying, trying to like cleanse his guilt. Yeah.
At the very end, is he saying that he didn't mean any of that? He says, my words fly up, my thoughts remain below, words without thoughts never come and go.
Yeah, that's how I read that too. So Ruby's asking about lines 98 to 99.
Hello, this is Sherry. Okay.
Mm-hmm. think it's okay. I probably just put the wrong number. Yeah. Yeah, please do. Thanks. Bye. Sorry about that. So yeah, he says, my words fly up, my thoughts remain below. So like, my words go up to heaven, but my thoughts remain below, either like on earth or in hell. So my words without thoughts never to heaven go. So he's like, I was praying, but I didn't really mean it, so this doesn't count. What'd you say?
I was just going to say that, like, I don't think he really meant any of his prayer because he wasn't willing. Like, he knew that in order for him to really repent or whatever, then he had to give up his kingdom and give up his life. So I don't think he really meant any of it.
Yeah, I agree. And he doesn't, I mean, what prompts him to repent? The fact that someone else knows. It's not his own guilt. He's just like, oh, snap, this is going to be complicated. I guess I'll feel bad now. Between his soliloquy and those last two lines, Hamlet comes in, and what is his deal?
He doesn't want to kill his uncle while he's praying, then he might go to heaven. He wants to go to hell, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. He says, now I might do it, Pat. Now he's praying, and now I'll do it. So he comes in, and he's like, oh, he's kneeling, he's vulnerable. I could just, like, chop his head off and be done with it. And then he's like, but wait, he's praying, and he'll go to heaven. And remember, it was a big deal to Hamlet's dad's ghost that he was killed. I can't remember how they said it, but something about in the prime of my sin or something like that. So he was killed in his sleep without being able to have, like, a last confession, which in that time period, their belief was if you didn't get to have, like, your last rites and your last confession, then your sins were still upon you and you would die and go to hell. So Hamlet's like, that's not cool. My dad died and went to hell. So when I kill Claudius, I want to make sure he goes to hell too. If I kill him while he's praying, he'll go to heaven. So I'm going to try to kill him while he's... He says, I'm looking around lines 90, when he's drunk asleep, when he's in his rage, or in the incestuous pleasure of his bed. So he's going to kill him while he's doing something sinful to make sure he goes to hell, like his dad did. Ooh, Hamlet. I mean, good for him, maybe? Maybe not? Why didn't he just do it now? I don't know. What do you think? It's all a mistake. It's a tragedy, so... Yeah. So his, and I think they do, well, I think at this time period, though, it was still sort of a formal, like, you go and receive confession from a priest kind of thing. Or you have, like, these rites read to you on your deathbed or something. So I think that's what he's wanting or not wanting. And Hamlet's dad was killed while he was napping. So unless he was incredibly devout, like before his nap, and he prayed before his nap, he was probably, you know, still in his sin, as Hamlet would say.